Branded podcasts can help brands get results. They are an important tool in any company's marketing arsenal. Well-executed branded podcasts lend credibility to the brand, expand audience reach, create top-of-mind recall, build trust, and help drive customer engagement. And companies have been using branded podcasts for a real long time. I will be sharing today few businesses and brands that have not just created branded podcasts, but have smartly used it to drive focused business results. We also speak about some aspects of how podcasts have directly contributed to the brand's business goals. So I'm going to share some creative ways used by the world's biggest brand startups and even non-tech brands to use branded podcasts for expanding their businesses. Building authority. Podcasts score very high when it comes to building authority. Unlike other forms of content, podcasts are very personal and offer an intimate experience. And it's this intimate nature of the podcast that helps create elevated states of engagement receptive to brand mentions. This is reflected in a study that BBC Global News carried out. According to them, branded podcast lifts brand awareness by 89%, brand consideration by 57%, brand favorability by 24%, and purchase intent by 14%. Let's look at the record podcast by Spotify. Until Spotify entered the podcasting space in 2019, it was Apple that was the single largest podcasting platform. But Spotify has slowly grown into becoming a contender to Apple Podcasts. The brand uses its new show For the Record to give its listeners fresh insights on important topics of the moment and bring together experts in the music, podcast, and tech industries as we discover and uncover stories about our work and the world around us. Expand audience reach. Expanding audience reach and reaching newer segments of your audience is essential to any growing brand or business. Traditionally, brands have spent their marketing dollars on running advertisements, white hat SEO, partnerships, and such. But there's a brand that used a branded podcast to expand reach, and they were really successful. They decided to launch a second brand podcast. Slack Variety Pack and Work in Progress by Slack. Slack is not a new name in the podcasting world. They have invested their marketing dollars on podcast sponsorship for many years before deciding to start their own branded podcast. Their target listeners were people in the software industry that worked in teams. The goal was to spread the brand organically by turning users into influencers. Did their strategy work? The show garnered nearly 2 million listens over the first 15 episodes. Stay top of mind. Every brand wants to stay on top of the mind of their audience. No amount of money is going to get you all that attention. But why not get the attention of some of them and stay on their mind? Now that's exactly what Zendium, a popular toothpaste brand in the UK, taught. 2 minutes of Zen by Zendium. They decided to create a branded podcast about dental hygiene. No matter what, everyone has to spend 2 minutes brushing their teeth every morning. So why not use this time to connect with your audience? Interesting, isn't it? Engage deeper. Who would say no to deeper audience engagement? Brands have used various ways to start conversations and engage deeper with their customers. But what can branded podcasts do here? Reddit is a brand that calls itself the front page of the internet. It's a network of communities based on people's interests. If you have been on Reddit, you know how the website surfaces the trending conversations and categorizes them as best, hot, new, top, and so much more. They decided to take this one step further and bring in real people behind these conversations. The endless thread by Reddit. Build trust. Trust is core to any brand and its relationship with our customers. Trader Joe's is a perfect example of a brand that has leveraged a branded podcast to build trust by opening a window into its operations. On their podcast, the brand gives you an inside view of everything at Trader Joe's. The company's marketing director, Tara Miller, and VP of Marketing Products, Matt Sloan, host the podcast and give you a behind-the-scenes view by interacting with store managers, employees. There is nothing better than an authentic storytelling to connect with your customers. For example, on this show, Matt and Tara talk to a food tasting panel workers inside Trader Joe's to give you a sense of how everyone inside the company is coming together to deliver high quality products during the pandemic. Public relations. A brand is as good as you think it. No matter how hard you work on creating a business or a brand, the perception matters more. Every company levels in PR at some level. Some do it through social media, some others through content marketing, while those who can afford to use other forms of PR, including hiring an agency, to do it for them. Remember the McDonald's sauce? McDonald's is a familiar name in the world of fast food. In 2018, they reintroduced a super limited batch of Szechuan sauce that they introduced in 1998 as a promotion for the Disney film called Mulan. When the supply of sauce could not meet the demand, riots broke out at many McDonald's outlets. The fast food brand soon found itself drowned in negative PR. It decided to introduce a limited 3-episode branded podcast called The Sauce. Very soon, the newspapers were talking about the podcast and not the rats. Smart move. Launch a new product. Product launches are something every business does. But what do you do when your product has a cult following? Well, I'm not sure about you, but here's Microsoft's story. In 2015, and the time had come for the release of Halo, Five Guardians, an extremely popular multiplayer game with a cult following. This was the 9th in the series of games under the Halo franchise. Here's what they did. Hunt the Truth campaign. The launch Hunt the Truth or hashtag Hunt the Truth, a marketing campaign by the Eisenberg Group posted on the popular microblogging site Tumblr. They launched a part docu diary and part audio archive that spanned 2 seasons. And the results? The first season of Hunt the Truth won a Bronze Clio Award in 2015 in the audio drama category. It got over 6.7 million views, putting it in the top 1% of all the Apple iTunes podcasts. The series also received recognition on iTunes as one of the best podcasts of 2015. It won a Shorty Award amongst many other recognitions. In the opening week, the game grossed more than $400 million, surpassing Halo 4's record of $300 million. By January 2016, Halo 5 sold 5 plus million retail copies worldwide since its launch in October 2015. Internal communication. A company or business is as much about its employees as about the customer it serves as well. From onboarding new employees to retaining existing ones, branded podcasts can play a big role in companies' internal communication. The American Airlines story. American Airlines launched its podcast Tell Me Why not too long ago when it learned from internal surveys that employees wanted to know more about corporate policies. Some employees wanted to know why some routes were added or cut. Others wanted to know why new full uniforms were rumored to be making people sick and why you can't have an emotional support peacock on board. Ron Jaffier, the company's vice president of global communication, hosts the show that releases 2 5-10 minutes long episodes every month. Begin with strategy. No matter what the nature of your business is, creating a branded podcast starts with a sound strategy. What are the objectives of your branded podcast? Who is it for? What is the purpose behind creating it? These are just first few questions we ask any brand before starting an engagement. Well-executed branded podcasts are not about just the podcast, but about everything from strategy to research to storytelling to distribution. So tell me now, will you be starting off with a branded podcast on your own?